Shot him six times.
We on?
Oh, man. What's happening? I know this is, y'all not used to my voice right now, but right now, it's two guys with common sense. The third guy is stuck in traffic. I think he's stuck in a drive-thru somewhere trying to get a Big Mac or a Big Buford.
A Big Buford? What's the last time you've seen that?
What's funny is I rolled past the Checkers the other day. And I said, I haven't been to Checkers in years, man. I wonder if people still eat that. I think Buford's aren't even
Where's
good.
The Checkers at? The one in Southwest?
No. It's in Delaware somewhere.
Okay. Because I don't know the last time I saw one in PA.
Yeah, if you ever saw one, run the other way because you shouldn't see it. But anyway, hold on, I'm just posting this on my page. Mm-hmm. I am Mike Money, aka the $15 hoe, whatever he says. The guy that I will take the meeting with Jay-Z over the 40K. But once we get to like 60, 70, 100K, yeah, I'm taking the money. Sorry, Jigga. But I want to introduce, you can't say the slang without Aang. Avatar Slanger, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm fresh off work. And I just jumped straight onto this joint.
That's great, man. Hey, man, I want to send because I'm in the transit community, I want to send prayers and condolences to the Scepter driver that lost his life today. Senseless killing. We got to do better, man. We got to do better. And now we're treating our bus drivers, our transit company employees who put their life on the line every day, all night, all day to serve you guys. Now, you know, you got to lose your life over something probably real stupid. It's sad. I'm glad they caught the killer, though. But prayers and condolences to the gentleman that lost his life. I don't know his name. I would say his name if I knew it, but prayers and condolences. I did want to get that out of the way. But I will say that, the NBA has started. As you can see, I have on my Tracy McGrady authentic Orlando Magic jersey. Shout out to Ronald. Yes, I do own authentics, but there's nothing wrong with swingmans. Buy within your means. Just don't buy the stuff that's taped on. Please don't get that.
Some of the press on joints?
No, I'm talking about the actual stickers, like that's stickered on. And don't buy from flea markets. They are not real either. If you're walking around with a Reggie Miller jersey, it's fake.
Why do you attack? And when other people attack Reggie, you're like, why are people doing this?
They shouldn't attack Reggie Miller, but the jerseys, don't wear the fake jersey. I'll attack you for that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, quick question.
Yes, sir.
If Reggie Miller was better, wouldn't his jersey be treated better?
Maybe. That's a good question. That's a very good question. But speaking of Reggie Miller, the NBA is back. Have you watched any games, Slinger?
I saw the I like watching Jokic play because I like passers. So I watched that versus was it Lakers?
Yeah, you always gotta watch the first game because I always like to see the guys get their rings and stuff and imagine my team getting it, and we're probably not gonna get it in my lifetime, but hey, at least it's somebody will tell. Get to see it. It's hey, we might get it soon. You never know. The Magic might be back.
While we're on that topic, I think people, once you get expectations, you start to forget the whole point is to be in the mix. Because winning is it's hard to control. You want to be in the mix. You want to have the best shot to win.
That's true.
But yeah.
Winning is hard. That's why winning three-peats is such a big deal. Because winning one is hard. Mm-hmm. Then you won two in a row. Now you won three in a row. Like that's hard.
I mean, as time goes on, not to try to water down what Magic, MJ, and Bird did, but as time goes on, the NBA is trying to get the parity the NFL has. So they're trying to make it harder to repeat.
Right.
So, but I want to get back to the Denver thing. Mm-hmm. Interesting thing I saw was that I'm not sure if it was a bad AD night. It was a good Jokic defensive game. But AD, who's a stellar defender, couldn't do anything with Jokic.
He's been getting cooked. He got cooked in a playoff series by Jokic.
And Jokic, to be fair, Jokic cooks everybody.
I think he's the best player in the league.
Yeah. But the bigger thing that stuck out to me is that AD shot like 20% against Jokic.
Yeah.
That's nuts when you really think about it. Because it's like, we don't care for Jokic as a defender.
Right. And AD just seemed, he just seemed out of it. I mean, mm-hmm. when Jokic was in the paint and got the ball, it was just layup drills. Actually, you know, what's funny is, I don't know if a lot of people know, but when the NBA starts, like the first week, mm-hmm. like that Lakers game, I was getting texts and calls by different people. I don't want to put mm-hmm. them on blast because I don't know if they want to know that, you know, they talk to me about basketball insights. But, you know, I was texting Laker fans, and one of my Laker fan friends, he just was like, we're getting destroyed. And I'm mm-hmm. like, layup drills. It's just layup drills. Every time Jokic got the ball, layup drill. It was just a layup. It was like watching Paul Reed in the paint.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. B-Ball Reed. Shout out to B-Ball Reed. But no, it just looks like AD at some point, and I was we have a mutual friend, Rory, who was on two pods ago. He's a LeBron worshiper. So anything LeBron's on, he kind of worships that. And I think he low-key really likes AD. He just doesn't have really the knowledge to back up his claim. But, you know, he was basically saying, oh, it's just one game. But it's like, dog, you got to realize you're talking about the one game against a team that you have to beat in the playoffs. Like, this is your showcase to show that I worked all summer from when he kicked my ass in the playoffs mm-hmm. last in June or in May, that I've grown from that. And it looks like the same thing. And sometimes that person just has your number. And that's what it's starting to look like. And I don't really trust that AD is just the guy to be the number one guy. I mean, the bubble just seems like an anomaly. And I keep telling
you. But even in the bubble, he disappeared.
Yeah. I even tell people, obviously if the season played out and there mm-hmm. was no bubble, the Lakers wasn't going to make it to the finals. I mean, that they were struggling in that time period. What's funny is they needed that break. That team needed that break.
Well, I'm not a big Lakers guy. I do think that Lakers team isn't one of the best teams to win it. But I will defend them and say this. They did beat a lot of top teams before in that last 2 weeks.
That's true.
So they got that going. But to your point, I think the bubble helped them. Mm-hmm. But the bubble helped a lot of people, so it's in a way it's even playing field. But I will say that
TJ Warren became Michael Jordan, and now TJ Warren can't get on the team.
And AD turned to Dirk, and yeah. I always say AD turned to Dirk, and Rondo turned to Jason Terry. Rondo never shot like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Rondo's a playoff player, but that was crazy what was happening.
Right. I haven't seen Rondo make a difference like that in the playoffs since they beat y'all. When they had to beat y'all, and he hit those threes.
Oh yeah, I guess he kind of did turn into a shooter in the playoffs. But mm-hmm. like, okay, yeah, I guess it kind of happens. It didn't happen again. Is more my point. It was kind of an aberration.
Right, but to put a bow on the, I don't want to keep talking about the Lakers because mm-hmm. I personally don't think the Lakers are that good because I don't like the players. I don't mm-hmm. like the roster. I should say, but. If people don't know
who on the roster don't you like? Or sure. What about the roster? Maybe it's not about the who, but it's about how they work together.
Hold on. Keep talking. I'll be right there.
Yeah. Okay. So with the I do think the Lakers are good because you gotta think about it. D'Angelo Russell has issues, but he doesn't have to be the main ball handler. You got LeBron. D'Angelo Russell technically can shoot, so he could kind of be secondary ball handler next to LeBron. AD is playing center. He's a two-way player most nights. The thing with AD is when he's not shooting well, he at least defends well. I like that they traded away the pieces that weren't helping him and got more pieces. I am an Austin Reaves guy. I'm a big Austin Reaves supporter. He kind of reminds me of not the status, but the mold of player. He's kind of like Ginobili or Gordon Hayward type. The shooting guard who has a little bit of point guard skills. Mm-hmm. He could get others involved, but he is a scoring guard still. I think that's good for him.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of Russell. I'm really not a fan of the bench, but you have to realize. Not you per se. I'm just talking.
Yeah.
But you have to realize that LeBron's on minutes restrictions this year. He's playing max 30 minutes a game.
So doesn't that open up for Reeves?
Yeah, it does. But is Reeves really going to be the guy to really
that you? He only has to do it in stretches. On? He doesn't have to do it for the whole game. It's not like LeBron's playing 22 minutes.
Right. And
LeBron will end games probably.
Yeah, I don't really trust the Vanderbilt. Who else? Roy Achimura. I don't really trust that whole nucleus yet. I just need to see it more. I'll say that. It's kind of my Sixers take. I don't have a Sixers take yet because I don't think they know what they're going to do. So I really don't have a
take. Can I put it to you this way? Mm-hmm. The Lakers did make the conference finals with this team.
Yeah.
In kind of dominating fashion until they ran to Denver, who this year is trying to prove that they're a generational squad.
Yeah. I think that the team, I really think the Kings are going to take that next step. But everybody in basketball world is saying, well, you can't win with Sabonis. We'll see.
Well, maybe you can't. Maybe you can. But it's not about Sabonis getting better because at this point, he kind of is who he is. The bigger piece with that is, what's the forward's name? Keegan Murray.
Yeah. I like
about Keegan Murray.
Yeah, I like Keegan Murray. I like that team. See, that's a roster that I like. Okay. I'm that's not a roster I'm gonna say gonna win the championship, but that's that's just a roster that I like. Like I like the Pelicans roster wise. It's just injuries plague that team so much.
Because without Zion, they gave the Western Conference champions a good series 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So there's something there, but Zion doesn't play. So it's like, what am I, like, there's no way I could guess that.
Yeah, I have nothing to really judge off of. We even get spam in the we can spam in our group. We're getting spam on the podcast now. We're big time now. We're getting spammed everywhere. No, just like I said, to put a bow on that, I still think Denver's a team to beat. Mm-hmm. If I had to pick a team today to win the championship, it's going to be Denver. I'm usually the guy that picks the team to repeat until I see the play, until I see it play out. Except for the Raptors, I didn't think they were going to repeat. Obviously,
yeah, that's why. Right, I didn't think Dallas was going to repeat.
Me either.
That's a fun game. We'll do that. You want to do that now, or you want to do that next week?
What? We could do it now.
Okay.
Now I'm interested in. Okay, what
so 2011 is Dallas. Did you think they're going to repeat?
No.
2012 was Miami. Did you think they're going to repeat?
Yeah.
I thought so too. 2013 was Miami. Did you think they're going to repeat?
Yeah.
I think I thought so. Wait, they beat San Antonio? Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a toss-up. I thought it was going to be those two teams again, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2014 was
It was the rematch. I thought the Spurs was actually going to get them that time, and they did.
I thought the Spurs were going to get them because I didn't like Miami's roster the same no more.
Me either.
2015
is the Warriors.
I had them repeating.
No, that was Warriors Cavs.
Warriors Cavs, they won the first one. So
the Warriors won the first one. I think I had the Warriors win it.
Right. I didn't think there'd be a 73 win team, but I thought they
the next year, yeah. I didn't think that the next year, no. Because the next year is when they won 73.
Okay, I think I kind of got lost with how I presented the years. So,
I thought they was going to repeat. I thought they was going to win again.
You know what? I think I picked them to win every year for like 4 years.
Yeah, I just thought they was the best team.
Yeah, so I had them repeating. So I'll say I thought they were going to win 16. I thought they were going to win 17. I thought they were going to win 18.
Yep.
I thought they were going to win 19 too against when they lost to the Raptors.
Because
they had Durant still. So I thought they were just going to win. I was actually shocked when they lost. I was like, oh, shoot. They really lost.
They were lost because of injuries. We know that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
The
and Kawhi turned into Michael Jordan for
He did. Like, even style-wise.
For 3 weeks, he turned into Michael Jordan.
Yeah. The Lakers won in 2020. I didn't think they were going to win in 2021.
The Lakers won in 2020?
That was the bubble. Yeah. That was the COVID year.
Okay. I didn't know who was going to win that. I
didn't pick them. I picked the field.
Before the bubble, I didn't know who was going. I didn't have a winner.
Oh, well, okay. I said it wrong. We didn't think the Raptors would repeat in 2020. Mm-hmm. The Lakers won in 2020. I didn't think they would repeat in 2021.
No, got you. Yeah. I didn't think that. Yeah. I didn't think the Lakers were going to repeat.
And who won in 2022? Warriors.
Yeah. I didn't think they was going to repeat.
I didn't think so either.
We skipped the Bucks.
We skipped the Bucks.
I thought the Bucks was going to repeat.
I didn't think so. I said this in the group, I had
the Bucks beating Denver.
Okay. No, I didn't have too much faith in Denver. I think that was one of those years I just didn't know, but I didn't have in my head that the Bucks would win the whole thing. Because I can't say I didn't like the Bucks, so I do respect the way they play. Mm-hmm. I just think in a series, how they could disappear.
When Giannis was out, they had nothing else. It reminded me of when D Rose went out for the Bulls. It goes to show you how much that team was centered around one player. Right. That's why they had to get Dame.
And Lillard. The thing is, they win with Holiday shooting 4 for 15. Mm-hmm. It happens, and mm-hmm. but he still gives an impact when he's not shooting well.
Right. I'm this year, right now, I'm picking Denver over Boston.
Denver over Boston. That's a good pick.
But I'm not confident in anyone in the East, to be honest. Because I'm not a KP guy, so.
But he went off last night, obviously against the Knicks. But had he not went off, we would say he sucked. So
yeah, look what everybody's doing to AD. They talking about get your CDL, brother. Damn.
That's the thing. So it's like I gotta give them credit when they do it because you still gotta make the shot.
Mm-hmm. But more games that happened. Obviously, last night. I watched my Magic play. We did have on these jerseys last night for celebrating our 35th year in the NBA since 1989. Mm-hmm. We played the Houston Rockets last night. You can tell that Houston is a new team. They played
too many guys too.
Yeah, new coach, new starting point guard, new starting small forward, which Dylan Brooks gets on my damn nerves. And then you got to think they lost their bench guy and Porter Jr. That's their scoring off the bench.
Well, he started last year, but he would have been their bench guy this year.
Right, right. So that was their scoring off the bench, and we rocked him by 30 at the end. It was 20. We was up by almost 20. Then they came back because Van Fleet finally wanted to start hitting threes after he was like 1 for 5 in the first half. But our bench is finally strong. I can finally say the Magic actually have a strong bench when healthy. Mm-hmm. We have a defender in Jonathan Isaacs. Shout out to Jonathan Isaac, making a difference defensively. Cole Anthony, who just got the extension, shout out to him because he's our offense and our rock and also our culture in Orlando. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Cole Anthony. Even the rookies got some burn. Anthony Black. I think Anthony Black still needs another year, two under his belt. Mm-hmm. I know our mutual friend Jill, shout out to White Jill, who just got married to a black queen. I'm always going to say that. he asked me when is Anthony Black going to end up starting shooting guard over Suggs. Anthony Black's not a shooting guard. He's actually a point guard. But don't be surprised if we don't sign Fultz, because now Fultz is in the make it or break it here for us at least, to showcase if he's actually a starting point guard that can take you to that next level. If you ask me today, I would say no, but it all depends. I wouldn't hitch my wagon to 4 more years of Fultz. That's just me as of today. It could change tomorrow, but I like where our team is going. Franz is still in that same mode that he was in the summertime where he killed it in FIBA. Shout out to Franz Wagner. Paolo Banchero. Okay, that's okay. All right. Paolo Banchero played very well. He could have played a little better, but it is what it is. First game of the season. But it was good to see. Largest margin of win in Magic opening day history. We actually had the most drafted players on our team in opening night with 9. That's great to see. That means, you know, we're growing it from grassroots, baby. Grassroots. I love it. I can see this team being a playing team. I'm not going to really push it like my boy Cerruti does, or my boy Kevin Clark does, or my boy what's the other dude that be on ESPN that's a Magic fan? I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, I'm not going to say we're going to win like 45 games and stuff like that. I'm gonna just say playing. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not one to really jump out the window. It's only the first game. We could lose the next games, next 5 games by 20, because somebody got hurt. But I like where we're going. The future's bright, like people say, you know, the cliche word. But
yeah, no,
seriously. But see, now we have a stacked team, and we have a cheap owner. So, stacked team, cheap owner. That's not a good mix.
It's
the same owner that let Shaq walk. But this is the same owner that opened the checkbook to T-Mac and Grant Hill, and almost opened it to Tim Duncan. But it's also the owner that went all in for that Dwight Howard team.
Yeah,
he kind of ran his course. You know what I mean? So it depends. It depends. But I like where we're going. That was kind of my long winded version of saying the Magic is back.
Well, okay. So how did you like Victor Wembanyama?
I like Victor. I like Victor. Let me go on my Victor Wembanyama rant for a minute. Because I see it all the time that people saying, oh, Bol Bol is the same as Wembanyama. No, he's not. Trust me, as a Magic fan, he's not the same. Bol Bol only scored on broken offense, broken plays. If you don't know what that means when the players ran, the only time he scored is when he didn't run the play correctly. And he scored on garbage points, which he's going to score on garbage points. Victor Wembanyama doesn't score. Stop screaming, Si. Victor Wembanyama doesn't score on garbage points. He actually scores when needed. And he actually plays real defense, not just gamble defense, not just a block when you're jumping over your teammate to block a shot. And this is not me criticizing Bol Bol. This is me saying this is why Bol Bol was on his fourth team. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Y'all trying to tell me that oh, Bol Bol is the same as Wembanyama. That's how I know you didn't watch.
You know what it is? Some people don't like hype and they don't know how to say that. So that's like saying Taron Ross is Kobe Bryant. He might be able to shoot and dunk, but that doesn't mean he's Kobe Bryant. Like, you could be the same player profile somebody and not be that player. Does that make sense?
Beanie Siegel raps just as good as Jay-Z. No, he doesn't. But y'all say that because, like you said, y'all don't like hype.
There's people who
who say Beanie Siegel's better than Jay-Z. There's like, or young Chris is better than Jay-Z. No, he's not.
I never heard that before, but
you've heard
there's people that would.
Young Chris is better than Jay-Z. I don't want
to. But also don't live in that world. Like, I didn't live in that world of people coming for Jay-Z until I started talking to you.
You know somebody that said that, because I know him through you. But I'm not going to put him on blast.
Oh, you talking about my cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that's what he said.
Yeah.
There's
actual people that think that, but it's only because of style.
Okay.
You like style more than the other person.
See, I heard about Beans, but I'm big on Beans, but I feel like Philly, like other people are way bigger on Beans. And like, I feel like everyone from Philly is big on Beans, but like, I didn't live in that world. We're getting off topic, so I'll bring it back. I didn't live in that world where Beans was just as good as all these people. Like, I was in the world where Jadakiss was better. I didn't know, like, it might be ignorance. I didn't live in the world where Beans was just as good as Jadakiss.
For me, as I'm behind me, I don't know if y'all can see it, but I got my top three right there. Jay-Z, Nas, and Jadakiss. In front of me is my other three, which is Kanye, Beanie Siegel, and Scarface. So obviously, I love them both. Mm-hmm. For me, they're neck and neck. It's kind of like,
which is the norm. I just didn't know that was the norm.
Right. It's kind of like tomorrow I might say Jadakiss is better, and then the next mm-hmm. day if I listen to the truth, I'll say Siegel is better. Like, it's one of those things. But
yeah,
like Jay-Z and Young Chris, like, why is that even a conversation?
But yeah,
but let's go back to
that. Yeah,
Bobo. What I mean by that is Bobo and Victor Wembanyama is not even the conversation. It's not Young Chris and Jay-Z type thing. I'm not saying that.
It's Terrence Ross and Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
Or maybe someone younger. I can't think of who the younger person is now. I'll say Terrence Ross and Devin Booker.
See, here's the problem. Most people never really, really watched Bobo to really have this opinion. But like you said, it's the hype that they don't like. A lot of people just don't like hype. They don't like when mm-hmm. someone's getting praise and they don't think they deserve it yet. Mm-hmm. That was Jokic's problem. A lot of people didn't like Jokic because of the hype he was getting.
I think that's nuts, but because I think he deserved every bit of it.
So did I.
Because it didn't come out of nowhere. He gradually got there.
But there's a difference. Me and you actually watch. Some people don't actually watch. They see highlights, and if you don't stick out on highlights, mm-hmm. then you can't be that guy. That's why J.R. Smith got a top five highlight reel of all time, of course.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Oh, our brother in arms has joined. Let me bring him up.
He's here? There he is, everybody. He's here. Quill World of Don. How are you, sir?
Oh, man. Fuck traffic.
Yeah.
I'm going to highlight you. Hold on. I didn't do it right.
Traffic, never mind. Traffic was made by the white man.
This is nuts.
Quite literally, because we wouldn't have cars without the white man, right?
What? Wow. How do you know that?
I mean, they're the ones who invented it, so. Wow. I mean. Hmm. Without the car.
Are you sure he invented cars? Or are you sure that white guy invented the Model T? Do your research and we'll revisit next week.
All right. You came in at the end of our basketball conversation. We didn't talk about the Sixers. I did that deliberately because I wanted to wait for you. But I will say this. Fuck James Harden. I'll say that on behalf of every basketball fan in America. I feel like I can speak for everybody when I say that.
He's everything that's wrong with the player empowerment movement.
I know we had a thing that we weren't going to talk about James Harden on this podcast. I swear to God.
Real thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember.
We've actively avoided addressing anything.
We did avoid it. Okay.
I will say that there's a couple things that we won't address on this podcast. Y'all just don't know it. We just won't address it. James Harden was one of them. The rest of them are like friends and people that don't matter. But I will say this about James Harden. This is twofold, right? This is Daryl Morey being stubborn, and it's starting to reflect that his stubbornness is hindering the Sixers. And this is also James Harden being an idiot. Now, I will say, his mother being sick, there's no way around that. But she was already a dick before that, right? Like, if you're cheating and your best friend just happened to die in between you cheating, you can't run back to the girl and say, well, comfort me because, no, you were still cheating, my guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so I say this. Harden knows he has no market left. He knows he's about to be out the league. He knows that. So now he's trying to save face. And the Clippers just had a great game last night. And actually, Russell played very well last night. So why would they trade for you now? Unless they go through a slump. And now they're like, all right, let's try to get hard now. And now you're just damaged goods at this point. You're Allen Iverson.
And Russell's cheaper too.
You're Allen Iverson, yep. You're Carmelo Anthony, and it's you now. The guy that's the last to know that you're not the guy no more.
He overplayed his hand.
But this is why you don't make promises that you can't keep. Don't y'all listen to Drew Hill?
No.
Daryl Morey needs to listen to Drew Hill. Don't make a promise you can't.
That's not happening.
Don't. I mean.
Hey, he might. He might.
No. Here's where it differs. If if he made that promise to Shake Milton, that's different. But you're Daryl Morey. You're supposed to be Harden's guy, right? You let him get away with all type of dumb shit in Houston. When he wanted a friend in, you bought him in, and this and the third. So what you think's going to happen when he's in Philly and you move hell and high water to get him? Hell and high water is Ben Simmons. You moved hell and high water to get him out of his dysfunctional situation in Brooklyn to bring him to Philly, and you promised him that you was going to give him the max, and he led the league in assists and all that shit, and he felt undervalued at that point. How did you think he was going to react?
Especially the guy that threw a whole hissy fit last year after the Sixers were playing really well and they were winning games, but he wasn't playing how he wanted to play. So he just decided to hate Doc Rivers because of it, even though they were playing winning basketball.
Mm-hmm. But the reason why he got mad was because he was mad the NBA world didn't vote him into an All-Star game, which you weren't playing like an All-Star.
He's playing close.
He's borderline. He's borderline.
I mean, I don't remember who got in. Keep talking. I'll pull up.
In my opinion, he wasn't. I think we had that conversation.
And he was going to get in. They were going to put him in as an injury replacement.
Oh, he didn't want to do that.
And he said, no, fuck that. And
yeah, because I actually get that, to be honest. I do get that. Because that's like not really being voted in.
Yeah, but if that really mattered, you should have just went. But that's just me playing devil's advocate. You're not Harden, so I wouldn't argue with you back and forth. You know what I mean, Derek? But I don't know, man. Harden is just Allen Iverson and Carmelo Anthony all over again to me. You're just the last to know you're not the guy. But you've been treated like the guy by the guy that made you the guy, basically. I don't know, man.
I will put him in over Jrue Holiday.
You would do what?
Put him over Jrue Holiday.
I wouldn't. But that's just me. The way I would build a team, I just wouldn't have Harden.
Oh no, I'm not like if you're building a team, Jrue Holiday is a more central piece than Harden, maybe.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. I'm saying like for typical All-Star things, like it's kind of like you.
I got you. No, but just to wrap a bow on it, now the Sixers about to get fined because they told Harden to stay home when he came because he's trying to avoid his own damn paying of fines. Well,
they might be okay because they did. There was one report that said they were just ramping him up. He was going to play when they returned home because he had missed a week of practice.
But did they file the injury report?
Would you file an injury report for a ramp up?
You have to file it. That's the new NBA rule for the load management stuff. Okay. You have to file it. And yeah, because it's a national televised game.
That'll do it then. Yeah.
That's why the ESPN said, hey, what the hell is going on here? No.
So
you promised us two All-Stars.
Okay, so I don't need to pivot about the Sixers, but there's nothing else we can really squeeze out of this unless I'm tripping.
No.
I want to get back to Wembanyama real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
Wembanyama.
What's your thoughts on Wembanyama, Quill, real quick? Are you one of those people that think he's Bobo? That thinks Bobo is better?
Sorry to cut you off, Quill, but that the Bobo thing took up so much room. We didn't even talk about what he did.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be a good one, man. He's going to be a good one.
Absolutely.
Wembanyama. He's going to be a really good one. I know we talked about it a few weeks ago. He has potential, you know, given health, to be a top 10, 15 player for a long time. He's going to, once he learns, like, pacing of the NBA and figures out his spots, he's going to be the type of guy. He's going to be an effortless scorer. I don't know how you stop him. I don't know how you stop him on offense. I guess you got to be physical with him, try to get up in his body, but at the same time, he can just shoot over you. So, I mean, you know, if he develops something like a hook, I know he's not really like a huge, you know, banger post player type, but if he gets like, you know, a couple of decent post moves, he's gonna be great.
He already has great defensive insight. He has great defensive awareness, and that's the real separation between him and Bobo. Bobo's defensive awareness is not there. His offensive awareness isn't there either. And I think Wembanyama is good offensively. Hey, look at my nephew right there.
Well, the good thing about what with Wemby is going to be in a situation where he's an intelligent player.
He's in an intelligent situation.
Yeah, and he has a guy that's going to coach him. It is a dog that's going to coach him very, very tough. You know. Listen, he's gonna be really good. He's gonna be real good.
If Zion can get his act together, they could be two unicorns going against each other.
Yeah,
that'd be such a different styles, but yet so instantly generational.
You think Zion could dunk on Wemby? Probably. Well, he'd probably go right through Wemby.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think nobody could dunk on Wemby.
Not even Giannis.
Both get hurt. I think they both just hurt themselves or look stupid in the process. I think it'd be a weird collision.
Not even like Giannis?
I mean, it's hard because it's like there's so much physics that go into that. But like, it'd be a tall order.
Tall order for real.
Yeah.
Nah. Maybe you can dunk on them underneath the basket. Like if you post them like a Jokic or an Embiid.
Like you have to get your body, get the jump on them, that type thing. But like to get past the arms is crazy. It'll have to be one of those things where you get to his chest where his arms don't get a chance to move the way he wants them to.
Because this man is out here blocking shots on the perimeter like it ain't nobody.
That's what I was going to add. I think it'll be one of those people where we start to value the idea of blocking perimeter shots. That's going to start getting tracked like more than already is. Because threes are just something you don't block. The only guy who was blocking them consistently that I've seen, two random names. What's our boy who plays in Portland now?
Matisse
Thybulle and a random one. James Johnson used to do it a lot. Yep. That's not a thing you really expect to be able to do.
Yeah, you're right. All right, next topic. Let's get the Jay-Z topic out the way.
So, Derek, did you get a chance? I just watched the first part of that interview. I finished watching it before I left work.
I didn't get a chance to watch, but I could give an opinion based on
what I watched. They didn't ask the money question on there.
Okay. But that was a clip anyway before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's probably going to be part two.
Yeah. There's a clip going around. Well, it was already a thing during quarantine. I think that's when it started. They was asking, would you take, like Derek said, it started out at a lower number, then it got bigger as time went on.
Yeah, so I think that changed the whole conversation, to be honest. Yes,
they said, would you go out to dinner with Jay-Z or $40,000? That's what they originally said.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I'll take the meeting with Jay. But there's a spin to that for me. See, I'm different. If I had either a meeting with Jay or Michael Jordan versus $40,000, I'm taking a meeting with those two because they're my idols, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where I would do that. Now, when we get to like 70, 100, 150K, sorry, guys, I haven't met y'all anyway. I'll take that money.
Hey, but so, at least you dapped up Hove. So you got that off. You got that off
the list. I dapped Hove up twice.
So cool. I'll ask you: would you do it? Would you 40K or Jay-Z?
Oh, I'm gonna take the money.
Okay, so without saying, you want to take the 500K? All right. So I got.
That's 500K is not even a conversation for me.
Okay. Like, so I got a rant. Little rant. I have a friend, and Mike defends him. He doesn't defend him, but he lessened the blow for him when I snapped. I have a friend. He actually watches. I don't even
we gotta get him on this. We gotta get him on the pod.
Do you know who I was referring to?
Yeah.
Okay. He very smart old head. And when I say old head, I'm just saying out of respect. He is older than me. So he gives us perspective on things we weren't there for. And he also lives in a different part of the country, so he gives perspective on Southern legends too. He was, so when the first came out, me and Mike was debating it. He was like, I just don't see 40K as big money. Or he didn't say like that, Mike, but that's the gist of it, or something like that. So I guess he said big enough money to not have the sit down with Jay-Z. And I remember as the conversation went on, he jumped into it and he was like, Jay-Z could teach you how to get that 40K quickly. And I was like, that's just too much of a gamble for me. That's like trading Embiid for Zion. Gamble.
How?
So
yeah, I like that one.
So then later on, I think we had forgot we've had a conversation, because conversations in groups, they don't pop up in your memories or anything. It had to be like about a year later. He was like, oh, of course I'll take the 40K. I was like, bro, you gave me a hard time. You taught me about house equity and how you could trade that in for cash just to say you take the 40K. Mm-hmm. To Mike's point, though, he was like, you're allowed to change your mind. It was just more the fact that he changed his mind. It was just like, he said, like, of course. I was just like, what do you mean, of course? Mm-hmm. You made me look dumb the first time around. So go ahead.
It's all about, like, we were saying this earlier in private conversation. We were basically saying, like, it depends on how much you like the person. Like,
you need the cash.
Right. Like,
you got to wait.
Like, if Sting was at a dinner table and they said, you want to meet Sting or take the $100? I'll take a dollar. I don't want to meet Sting.
And the thing is, Sting is just as big as Jay-Z.
Right. I don't want to. I don't care. Someone argue
bigger,
Sting.
But I'm not going to debate that.
Right. Tim McGraw, probably a nice white gentleman. I'll take $100 over Tim McGraw.
The only Sting I acknowledge is the wrestler.
So Quill, stop it. Quill, here's my question to you. What's the lowest amount you would take?
Wasn't AEW in town yesterday?
Yeah, and Sting was there, and they got Ric Flair's old ass on the program.
Why'd you do that, Mike? Why'd you do that?
Christian Cage got him smooth the fuck out of here.
I don't know what that means.
Who the hell is that?
Christian Cage. He said.
Is he the one with the cage matches?
No, his name is Christian.
Is AEW basically the big three of WWE?
No, it's actually a big deal.
Okay, I'm really asking. I really don't know.
It's the guy who owns the Jaguars.
His son does.
Something like that. Whatever. But they're all rich Indians.
They're all. It's basically the B promotion when it comes to like wrestling. They're WWE obviously is number one, and that ain't changing. Yeah. But number two is pretty strongly AEW, and they have a nice niche carved out. But they really compete with WWE's B show, which is NXT, more than they can compete with Raw and SmackDown. They're just too established, you know that. Gotcha. But that's a whole other story for another time. Christian said, "There is no God, because if there is one, Ric Flair would have been dead 20 years ago."
I don't get what that means. Really? Is he a bad person?
Ric Flair is kind of he's very beloved, but he's made some very questionable decisions.
So it's Karl Malone.
No, but he did swing his Johnson on
Let's
a helicopter.
Move on.
On an airplane like a helicopter.
Mike, this is your fault, by the way.
In front of a woman.
Because I was about to ask, you know what? Back to Jay-Z. I got a question for you, Quill. What's the lowest amount you would take? What's the lowest amount you'll take over Jay-Z?
Lowest amount.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a podcast, damn it.
I was thinking about it. That's a good question.
Okay. Do you want to throw the numbers at you? So you would take 40K. Would you take 30K?
Yes.
Would you take 20K?
Yes.
Would you take 10K?
Yes.
Would you take 5K?
Yes. Probably anything under 5K.
Listen to this broke bastard. This is a broke bastard. Yo, you're not even broke. You're just saying this shit. If I told you
this
right
is boiling
now,
his blood.
If I told you right now, Quill, yo, man, yo, hold down here. He had dinner, man. He said come through. But it's a bag of it's 5K right here. Quill, you're blowing right past that 5K. You
Mike.
Know damn well.
I'm taking a 5K, though.
Mike, okay.
Crazy as hell.
Let's play this game. Do you think I would take 10K or Jay-Z?
You? I, yeah. I, See, 100%. I just don't think you're that guy to go to a meeting with a celebrity. So I don't think you'll take anything over a celebrity.
You don't care what a billionaire got to say.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to the meeting regardless, even if it was free.
I would go over there.
Like if Jay-Z had a seminar, I wouldn't expect you there.
But I would not go to a seminar. I would not. Right. I will, like at that point, so the way my brain works, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying this to be cocky because people want to hear this and be like, well, you don't have money now. I don't see what he could show me that I'm missing out on money on. Now, if it was a chance to talk to him, yeah. But my issue is, I'm an educator. I don't make money. So I just need the money to start up with all the ideas I have. I just need the cash. I just need the cash. That's all.
I don't think that's an issue. I think that like people taking any amount of money, I don't think is a problem. I mm-hmm. really don't think so.
It's just your preference.
But, yeah, for me personally, mm-hmm. I really fuck with Hov like that. So yeah. I'm gonna go take the meeting just because I want the meeting. I just want to talk to him.
Cool. Here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. So your number was 5K. For anything under 5K is what you would go. That will get you to dinner.
He's lying, ladies and gentlemen.
Fine. For the sake of the podcast, who would you eat dinner with for? Okay, if it was higher than 5K, like okay, if it was $5,000 or Barack Obama, like. Who would it take for you to skip out on the money if it was more money? While you're thinking, I could give you mine. There's no one who could convince you. You just value 5K.
I value the cash a little bit more.
That's fair.
This broke motherfucker got student loans.
For me, it would.
I do.
That's what it is.
That person exists, but it's just not hitting me right now. So. I would have to go historical. It'd be like somebody like Mandela or it would be someone.
I gotta open the door for Nori real quick, but I'm gonna tell you my Tupac before I walk away.
Tupac.
Okay.
You wanna meet a crust? Anyway. no, my limit is Jay-Z and Michael Jordan. That's it.
Okay. Okay. For me, it'd be like I'm saying this just to be interesting for the podcast, but I'm taking the 5K. I'm lying. I'm not taking it. I would say like Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King. But Martin Luther King was like, bro, you should have took the money. And if you really don't want money that badly, donate it. But like, don't leave the cash.
Yeah, just take
it. And the thing is, I'm not even like, I don't need that many things. I'm saying that with 2 chains on. But I really don't need things that much. But I do live in America. So I would like to use the money and if it could free up time, because money is time in this country. If I could free up time, I'm going to use that money to free up some time.
Exactly.
But
you get it. I just can't imagine. I'm just taking the money.
Yeah, I am too. I feel like I'm tripping. Yeah, this. You know what? It would have to be somebody who I know I can get in my corner who could help me make money. But it had to be like close to guaranteed, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but I feel like those people be like, yo, bro, you should took the money because with all this info we got out here, these people are spilling their secrets. Like, there's a rich guy who I follow. He invested in Snapchat when it first came out, and he also invested in Amazon. So he's like he does media and he does like a lot of stocks and investments. He started actually from like selling wine or something online before the internet was popping. So he basically said like the info is way more out there than it used to be. So you don't need to pay for these seminars no more. Like he says things like it's as simple as going to a garage sale, taking things that people are giving to you for free and selling it online. That's an easy $500 right there. What he does say is, the average person won't do that. They don't want to be bothered. So there's a lot of things out there. It's just about what you're willing to do.
Exactly. I wasn't even here for the conversation. I'm just going to say exactly.
Oh, he got God's chicken.
Don't say it. We're not paying them.
yeah, actually.
He got God's chicken.
We should do food next week. Like popular food. What's better? Something like that. or in the future.
No, we should talk about Mike's secret recipes.
Oh, Mike cooks now.
Yeah,
he does.
Yes, sir.
And I could tell it's pretty decent.
He ain't bad. He frying chicken now. Next thing is macaroni and cheese.
Yes, sir.
We got another topic that we can't miss. Let me look at the list real quick.
The men versus women. These lists that y'all keep putting out.
These lists and just the conversations overall. I thought Kevin Samuels died. Why are we still doing this?
this stuff be stupid, y'all. It's stupid. Like y'all be saying, first of all, this stuff is made up just for y'all to argue. The person making this is just laughing.
They're doing it for clout. Wanna know how I know that? Because I used to post things and I wasn't doing it for clout. These were my honest opinions. But I would know that these people are going to argue about it. Like 7 years ago, I'll be like, Wawa's trash. I'm not into Wawa, but I knew for sure I wasn't going to go back and forth with every single one of y'all. Mm-hmm. These things went semi-viral. Mm-hmm. They're doing it to get a rise out of y'all.
Right.
Things be so stupid. Sorry, Mike. But some of these things be so stupid that I'm like, this person don't believe it. And if they do believe it, why are you sharing it and giving them more energy? Like, you're giving them more clout.
That's why Twitter is bad now, because everything's centered around engagement. So people are just saying clickbaitish stuff or typing clickbaitish stuff because they're trying to draw people in because they want the payout every month. So a lot of takes that people have, you got to take with a grain of salt. That's what I'm trying to say. So like, when someone says, yeah, man, Cheesecake Factory ain't the first date, it's like, yes, it is, dummy. But why
are you don't like it?
Right. There's a difference between something's not a... Like, someone said bowling's not a first date. Huh?
That's the one I don't get. Like, not that I agree with Cheesecake Factory, but I think the issue was years ago, I met respectable people who said they can't do Applebee's. But it's more of the fact that these chain restaurants... A lot of times do cut corners with their food. Like, it'll look good and you eat it. It's not that good. So that was what the original point was.
Right.
But there's some people who don't care about food in that way. They like that food. So if you want to say it's not a date, say, you know what? I don't like that food. Then that's a conversation.
Right.
Because those places aren't that cheap either. Cheesecake Factory can get expensive.
Cheesecake Factory is expensive.
Okay, I'm not tripping then.
For two people, that's a $70 meal.
But when you say in ways that we say it, it's so distracting from what you're trying to say. Social media loses its crap, and the real points that could be valid get lost.
That's because social media is built around, let me start this narrative so other people can run with it.
That's true.
People start narratives on social media that they can't finish. People run with narratives on social media, and they can't run.
And they...
People say stuff on social media. They vomit stuff that they see get a bunch of likes on social media. And then when you ask them to explain it, they can't explain.
That's the thing, because they do believe it sometimes, but it's the fact that, and a lot of people's foundation is shaky. So it's like, you can't argue about, okay, I had a friend say something like, you're not Afro-Latina, you're just black. I'm like, you should look into why the term was made. If you don't know why it's even made, how can you argue with the logic? You don't have a foundation on this. It's like, you can't argue and say basketball in the 2000s is the best basketball if you don't even know about the basketball before. You have to know about what you're against to be able to form an opinion against it.
And that, what's funny is this goes into our next topic, and I want to stay on that. Okay. People would just say something is better because they like it more, or because that's all you know. So your mind is telling you that that has to be better because that's all I know. No, that's just all you know. Like that,
and a bias was formed.
Right. So that goes into our next topic, which is, if you're being asked who's better out of said person, and you pick simply off of, well, I like this person more, you're not answering the question. The question didn't ask, who do you like more out of so-and-so and so-and-so? So we have a group. For the people out there, Common Sense Culture, which we're getting a lot of porn traction in there. We're deleting every single porn traction, by the way, and you're getting banned right on the spot. But you know, I put a post up It was a repost. And it said, who's the better rapper? And it was Tupac and Eminem. Mm-hmm. And I reposted and I said, watch y'all lie. And I wanted to catch people in it. I don't know how I became a solo artist.
No, because you're going, you have a point. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I posted that to see what people was going to say. And people are going to simply say Tupac just because you don't like Eminem. I'll be the first to tell you, I don't like Eminem myself. I actually like Tupac more than Eminem. But let's be honest, when it comes to strictly rapping, Eminem raps better than Tupac. Well, like, why? Why is this even a conversation? But I understand if you want to say, well, Tupac got Britney's Got a Baby. Well, see, now you're telling me songs that you like. Tell me metaphors and rhyme schemes and rhyme patterns and all that stuff that proves that Tupac is better than Eminem, because I can say that about Eminem versus Tupac being better. But we cling on to things that we like, and some people feel like they can't go against the said person that they like.
And that's where it gets tricky. Not to throw a wrench in your thing, but it sucks for those people, because there's people who like something because it's the best. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to speak for you, but it wouldn't be the craziest thing if you're like, this guy's the best guy I ever heard. Mm-hmm. I like him, Jay-Z. So, but you know, there's some. I'm not talking about those people.
I really think Jay-Z is the greatest rapper ever.
Yeah, yeah.
That has nothing to do with him being my favorite rapper. What I'm saying is,
if that was the case, I wouldn't fight that, because sometimes some people are so good. It's like this. This example might lose you, but it'll hit you anyway. If I'm watching Simpsons. Mm-hmm. I'm like, not only is this show considered the greatest show of all time, I'm watching and experiencing it. I agree. So I'm putting it over everything. So I'm just saying this to say, I'm not talking about those people who experience something great and they're like, mm-hmm. you know what? I see the hype. This is the best thing of all time. Mm-hmm. We're talking about those people who have a biased form against something they like and don't even want to visit the idea of something being better.
Right.
Like,
yup. And then they'll say it's a form of letting go. There's nothing to let go. I'm not telling you to hate the person.
Our friend.
Oh no, I'm just saying. Oh,
okay. Cause we have a friend that does that.
Oh, that actually happens where people feel like they're going against the person. Like it's some type of vendetta against them. Mm-hmm. It's not a vendetta. It's a simple question. This isn't going to make you less of a fan, mm-hmm. less of anything. I just want to generally know who's better. Like for me, it just so happens my favorite player of all time is Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. It just so happens he's the greatest player ever.
Okay.
I don't know. But like Tracy McGrady is my second favorite player of all time. I don't think he's the second greatest player.
I think I'm higher on McGrady ranking wise than you are, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
like some people put Mac in the top 50. I don't.
50 is a lot, so it's like I gotta think of that. But
it's a crapshoot after 20 anyway.
Yeah. So I got an example that stuck out to me. It wasn't the biggest debate, but you know, I'm a Lupe guy. And I don't get to many Lupe arguments lately. Mm-hmm. In my mind, is you get it or you don't. You like it or you don't. Mm-hmm. But we all had Lupe Royce debates in the beginning days of this podcast. But that was before the Lupe and Royce podcast came out and they started rapping at each other. Mm-hmm. My opinion has changed since then, because Mike, when you first met me, my opinion on Lupe and Royce was they're even. Mm-hmm. It's whoever you just like better. Mm-hmm. And that's what you take. So I saw the post pop up and I was like, who's better, Lupe or Royce? And in my mind, and Mike, you actually had to wake me up to this. In my mind, I was like, yeah, whatever. And you're like, no, they're like, Lupe fried him. Lupe is better.
Yeah.
But at the time, I think there was a post that was like Lupe, Andre 2000. I think both you and Quill ranked Royce over Lupe. So when you told me, no, it's Lupe, I was like, I gotta visit this. Because I didn't pay that beef no mind, because I don't care about rap beef no more. Because I don't like to see men argue, whatever. But I listened to it, and I was like, I think Lupe is better than Royce. I just couldn't see it at the time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I still don't know. I'm not decided. And I like both of them immensely. I still think Royce is a little bit better.
I used to, I would have just went with it, but I, after like after 2021 was the beef. Was that the beef, Mike? Around that time?
Because I personally think all the songs were dope that they released. I just think that Lupe did a little bit more to like go at them.
I think what woke me up to that is that's normal Lupe. That's him not trying. I think Royce could get to his levels, but I feel like it's more. You don't hear that every song. Every song is really, really good, but not every song is top Royce good, if that makes sense.
And my issue with Royce is I go all the way back to the first album to now. Like album 3 and 4, it's like, dog, this is weird. But I get how someone can get to, if you count in like Slaughterhouse and all that stuff, and you think like, man, no, Royce really is him.
So can I be devil's advocate to that logic? Mm-hmm. Couldn't you say that in anything? Because I'm not to criticize you, but that shows your basketball background in a way. Because
this is my critique on LeBron.
Yeah. Okay. So, couldn't you say in a way like, okay, so it's like when we typically say Lil Wayne's better than Drake, we're talking about normally. We're not really talking about the wobbly wobbly guy,
right?
So isn't that, couldn't we say that that's not fair to Royce? Because we're talking about what they learned to do. It's like this. If me and Quill say, who's the better fighter, me or Quill? If I used to be a better fighter than Quill, but Quill just whooped my ass, Quill's the better fighter. Obviously, crazy example, but it's just to get you to where I'm thinking.
I got you.
Yeah. So couldn't you say that's, some people won't look at it way for things like that?
Yeah. I don't think that's an issue. I just think that for me, when it comes to that, because I believe I'm well-versed in Royce, and I wouldn't say I'm, like, y'all are obviously more in-depth Lupe fans than I am, but the Lupe that I've heard, I just think Lupe is better. But what's funny is I like Royce more. Back to that topic. No, I like Royce more, I really think Lupe is better.
Okay.
Like, when it comes to just lyricism, I think Lupe is in that, and I said this before in the pod, I think Lupe is in the alien box. I don't think Royce is there. I think he could get there. I think if someone said he was there, I would have pushback, but I don't think you're the craziest person I ever heard. Like I don't think if, like, that's, like, when someone says Meek is the greatest lyricist ever, now I'm giving you real pushback.
That's a real joke to me. And the thing is, he's a good artist, but we're talking about his words.
Yeah. Like, but just lyrical aspect, I think Lupe, Black Thought, Mos Def, I think they're Talib, they're in a different box.
Okay. Yeah, I do feel like if you're going to compare people to Lupe, it has to be the people you named, but the way I saw that is like, I just gotta give it to Lupe for now. But there's different pieces of art that could change my mind later.
And people would disqualify you because they don't like your music, and that's not fair either. Like, people don't like Lupe, so now all of a sudden he's not the greatest lyricist. He's not considered a great lyricist because you don't like him. That's stupid.
And some people, not to give him a pass, but some people just listen differently, and it's like, what conversation can you have if someone's like, we have a friend, we'll be on group FaceTime with him, and he would say a line, and we were like, that's not good, but he would be so excited about it. Damn, so Rory. People just listen different.
Damn, Rory. I ain't gonna lie, Rory. I know you probably listen to the pie. I ain't gonna lie, Rory. Most of them lyrics you post on your IG story, they be corny, bro.
I didn't even see those, to be honest. I didn't see those.
And it's always some denouncing women, but let's continue.
Wow. Oh, man.
It'd be like, yeah, bitch, I got money. Like, damn.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I didn't experience that.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Okay. I thought I missed something. I'm joking. He's, oh, shoot. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Shout out to Rory, man. You're welcome on the pod anytime, just not to denounce women.
This guy's crazy.
Where's the cast, Quill? They're dead.
Wow.
I'm really asking.
They are running around probably out there.
Somewhere. You ready for the Sixers game? You ready to see how the season's going to start?
Honestly, I might not even make it there. I might literally fall asleep before the game. And I feel like I won't miss anything either way.
No, you're not
going to
miss anything.
I mean, to our friend's point, that it wasn't relevant to our conversation in the moment, but 82 games does devalue it for some people. Because they're I'll just catch the next one.
Where it's not really important. Event. It's not really important to me right now to be in all reality.
And I'm all in. I'm all in.
Where are you, Denzel?
Yeah. I watch 4 games a day.
4? That's a lot. Mm-hmm. I switch between 2 or 3, but 4 is a lot.
I like not in one night, but like when I go to work, I'll sit there and watch.
Oh, okay. 4 games from one day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then like I'll let you in on my secret. I'll watch maybe 1 or 2 games that night. Then I'll watch the recap on NBA TV. Mm-hmm. I'll pick like 2-3 games that seem good from the highlights and I'll watch those.
Okay.
Or if it's like somebody hits a game winner, I like to know what led to the game winner. I'm one of those guys.
That's fair.
Or if a team came back from 20, I want to know how they did it.
Okay.
I'm one of those guys. If someone scored 50, I want to know, like, I want to see if I could tell, like, oh, damn, he did have it. I'm going to score 50 in his eyes. Like, stuff
and,
like
you,
that.
And you primarily watch Magic and Sixers. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Magic and Sixers.
I probably watch every single Magic and Sixers game. Everyone.
Okay.
And that's why my strongest opinions on both of them. Like I don't really watch the national televised games much because you're gonna catch them anyway. Mm-hmm. I have NBA League Pass. I had it since 2004. So I tend to just watch those games more.
And you think, I guess, would you say, do you have like favorite teams to watch like outside of those teams, or are you kind of just like equal opportunity?
It depends on the year. Like when I first got League Pass, my favorite team to watch was the Pistons, but that was when they were good in that early to mid 2000s realm. Then the Magic got good again. Well, it was the Pistons and the Rockets because I'm a T-Mac fan.
Right.
Then the Magic got good again, so I was watching them.
I know you ain't want to watch the Spurs.
Oh, I love the Spurs.
Really?
Yeah, I like the way they play. I always did.
Yeah, I like that they adjust. I know that's not what you're saying, but yeah.
But then, obviously, when the Heatles was around, I watched the Heatles. This is actually a good question.
Did you have a least favorite team to watch?
Anything Charlotte Hornets. Anything Charlotte Hornets. Anything Atlanta Hawks, really. I did like Joe Johnson. But I've always been out on for some reason. I didn't like
They won last night.
They did. And I said they was the worst team in the league. But they might go 182-181 now.
Relax.
No, but I've never liked anything Charlotte did. I never liked their teams.
The starting line was okay, but once Hayward gets hit injured.
Trying to think of a team that everybody likes to watch. Like, I don't really like to watch the Lakers.
So, the Hornets have 6 guys. That's not enough for the regular season, but that's enough to sneak some wins out.
Yeah. I stopped liking... a lot of people didn't know. Mike, I know you know that I was a big time Mavericks fan as well.
Are you about to say you don't like Luka?
I don't enjoy watching the Mavericks play.
He's tough to watch. I'll say that.
I like Luka, but like that roster is like I don't want to watch Maxi Kleber.
I don't see the infatuation with Kyrie, but that's me. I don't. All that, like, to me, that's showboating. It's not winning basketball to me. So,
I see it with Kyrie because for me, I feel like a lot of players did it just to do it. I feel like with him, there's a there's a purpose with every move. It does create space for him.
That's true.
I just think the brain is more like, but see, I'm not as low on Kyrie as other people are. Not to say that I'm with him, but I think some people are too high on Kyrie and some people are too low on Kyrie. I think I'm right where I need to be.
I got you. Yeah. I might be too low, but that's because I think I'm low because I think he gets more praise than he deserves.
That's
but
fair.
I do give him praise for the 2016 run. I will give him that.
I think he was really good in Cleveland. He was good with LeBron in Cleveland.
Yeah.
But I think guards is a thing. It's hard to evaluate because scoring guards don't carry teams. Unfortunately, people don't want to hear that. Devin Booker was only as good as his team was.
Mm-hmm. And if you're a scoring guard, you better be damn good on defense, Chauncey Billups.
Right. And Devin Booker for a long time wasn't.
Yeah. So I'm with you on that one. Wow, you don't like the Mavericks play? I don't really like to watch the Mavericks either.
I like Luka, but I don't like that team.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another team. Like, I don't really watch. I don't like Chicago.
I liked them 2 years ago. I like the idea of them 2 years ago. I can't do it now. And yeah, y'all know I'm a LaVine guy, but I'm not watching Chicago.
Yeah, and me and Quill aren't really LaVine people. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Nikola Jokic. I mean, not Jokic.
Who's
Nikola? Yeah, Vucevic guy. I'm a Vucevic guy, which I had to come around on with that.
So for my LaVine thing, again, he's a scoring guard. He's not going to carry anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if there's a team, I don't want to say cater to him because he could cater to himself, but he just needs to be on a better team. I know that sounds like a cop out, but that's just how I view scorers.
I don't like DeRozan either.
I'm not a big DeRozan guy. He proved me wrong. I used to hate him more. Like he's very efficient. He has point guard skills that I didn't know he had.
Mm-hmm.
Pop brought that out of him in San Antonio, but it's not my kind of player. But
Miami, I don't really like watching either. They're kind of a tooth pulling team for me. But I like when they're on. When mm-hmm. they're on, like when they're on their game, like rolling, mm-hmm. I like them. But when they're off, they're hard to watch.
What Jimmy's doing well is nice to see. But
right.
They're struggling, it's like why do you think they were good?
The game yesterday that when they played the Pistons,
mm-hmm.
it's like that's a tooth pulling game because it's like why are y'all letting the Pistons stay in this game? That's when I don't like watching.
But they probably don't blow out people. They're probably just going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. Bam needs the ball more. And I think
he doesn't always know what to do with it, though.
I think Kyle Lowry only shot like one time.
He's about to be toast soon.
He might be burnt toast now.
He can't do it. He could come out of nowhere in a playoff game, but he can't do it for E2.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. It sounds like, everybody's ready to get ready for the Sixers game. Final thoughts.
I guess I'll lead off. Final thoughts. It's okay to admit your favorite isn't the best. There we go.
That's a good final thought. My final thought is my favorite team, the Orlando Magic, is the best.
Yeah, fuck off.
No. No, in all seriousness, if you get a chance to watch the Magic, watch them. I'm going to go see Wemby play in person. I have to. That's like basketball haven right there. You need to go see Wemby if you're really into basketball like that. Obviously, my final thoughts about basketball. I'm ready for college basketball because I really don't know who's the best team in the nation anymore. It literally fluctuates week by week. Mm-hmm. But a big name school always wins. And just because I said that, fucking Marquette's gonna win the national championship now.
What do you consider a big name, like legendary basketball program?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like UConn won last year when nobody had them winning. Stuff like big name schools, they always tend to win. Like
okay.
If Gonzaga wins, everything will melt down because it'd be like, why did we finally let Gonzaga win? But I just think when it comes to March Madness, the big name schools always win because they still have the players.
My final thought is it's basketball season, and I still have friends who they get excited that Uncle Shay is on First Take. And I didn't know people still live in that world, like people that really know sports. Go listen to a podcast. Like I don't mean those player ones where they just be tripping. I'm talking about listen to a podcast with smart people in it. Not to say there's no smart players, but go and listen to some smart podcasts. If you need some suggestions, do anything by Barstool or The Ringer. You can't go wrong with that. Like, yeah, stop listening to First Take for real basketball takes. Stop listening to Instagram too, because those are good people, but they're going to take the worst parts of what they said.
It's narrative driven.
Yeah. Like, Gilbert Arenas going to be a good, I'm not a big Gilbert Arenas guy, but he has made points that matter. But Instagram is going to show the points that suck.
Yeah, he be making clickbaitish clips to be clickbait. He wants to draw you into the podcast.
But he said things that were normal, at least years ago. I don't know what he says these days because I don't listen. Mm-hmm. But I've heard him say regular things.
Like, ESPN got good people like Zach Lowe and all that stuff.
But
and
even then, he's a Grantland guy, a Bill Simmons guy. He doesn't get into all the noisy stuff. He's there to be a smart guy.
Right. Like I like the people like Brian Windhorst, Bomb Toms. I like them because they're more in-depth stuff that I like.
The best hybrid guy, the one who's on the takey shows, would probably be the shooter from Drexel. What's his name?
Legs? Not
Tim
Legler?
Yeah. Like, he's the best hybrid. Like, that I go on the smart shows, but I go on the dumb shows too.
Yeah. That's like Stephen A's podcast isn't bad. I just can't get past
the thing is he's smart, but he's overproduced.
Yeah, I can't
like
get past
him on ESPN. That's all producers. Like, go out there and like Stephen A. Smith doesn't even do his own notes no more. He reads what people tell him.
It's like a daily show. Like,
yeah, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, like, I'm sorry. Like, I gotta do this while it's fresh because we're not gonna be talking about this next week. This is a real final thought. Final thought with PH. I'm in the minority, and it's probably hypocritical, but I'm not mad at Bryce Harper. Baseball to me, you could be dumb, but you're never. I don't see baseball as a sport where you're not trying. You can't try harder and get a better hit. Like, you could try harder in football, you could try harder in basketball, you could focus more, maybe, but trying is not the same in baseball.
I was literally just reading my least favorite journalist, Marcus Hayes, shit on the Phillies and Harper. You know, people act like Bryce hasn't come up big in big moments, including in the playoffs before.
It's almost too much to ask for what he's done.
And they're exactly. It's gotten to the point where I think people are spoiled by how good he's been. And you look at it like
we're not used to being good either. You can tell we don't know how to be good.
They compare him to Embiid. And as much as I love Embiid, Embiid hasn't really delivered a signature playoff series. Like, you know, in his career, and they're trying to, like, Marcus Hayes, of course, he had to get his shots in, talking about Embiid hasn't been in NBA shape in 2 years and blah, blah, blah. You know, I really feel like it was an article to pile on the Sixers disguised as an article to
people do that. I didn't see it, but I know exactly where you're going.
And some of those guys deserved it, like Trey Turner. I know he turned the season around. But he went absolutely ice cold. Casting.
I'm not going to say they did well, but I don't get super pissed about that.
No, I don't get pissed about it.
They wanted to win. They didn't want to lose.
It's baseball. Baseball is the hardest sport in the world to play.
So that's where I'm at. I'll end there.
It's what it is. Yeah.
All right,
fellas. It's been real. We'll be here next week. Three guys with common sense.
Maybe Sunday.
Sunday is next week.
Technically, yes, it is. We are the three guys with common sense. I open this up, so I'll close this out. We are the three guys with common sense. I am Mike Money. That is Core World of Don, and that is Avatar Slang. You can't say the slang without Aang. Goodbye and good night.
All righty.
Good closing.
Fuck off.